What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to me on today. If you're over on my Feel the Beat web radio station, thank you so much for getting up at 6 a.m. to support me. It means so much. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms at any time of the day, thank you for taking time out of your day to press the play button and to listen to me. If you're new here, welcome. On my podcast, I speak about positivity, positive things. If I speak about anything negative, it's probably because I'm speaking about things that I possibly went through. And I'm just sharing my testimony, making a point. But overall, everything will be positive on this podcast. If you are not familiar with my Feel the Beat web radio station, I started the Feel the Beat web radio station last year. And because I'm a music lover, I absolutely love music, all genres of music. And that was just my way of being creative. It's the 24-hour web station, and I'm able to just play music all day long, with the exception of Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. I usually have my podcast on at that time. But other than that, I'm playing music all day. Some of my favorites. Every single song on the station was handpicked by me, uploaded to the station by me. I did it all. I'm going to put some new music on there soon. However, the music is bomb. I mean, it's really, really good. It's a lot of 90s music. That is the music that I love the most. So I have some of that, just some of everything, actually. On Sundays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I play gospel. Play rap gospel, R&B gospel, old school gospel, new school gospel, all kinds of gospel I have on the station. And yeah, that's just what I love to do. Occasionally, I'm on YouTube putting out positive content, positive videos, and I'm just spreading positivity, spreading love, light, doing all of the things, because that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I am going to be positive and spread positivity. I'm going to spread love. I'm going to be kind to people. I'm going to do all of that because that is who I am. That is the woman that I have become. I've been this way for some years now. This is not something that I started yesterday. And regardless as to what I've gone through, what I'm currently going through, I'm always trying to find the light in the situation. I'm always trying to be positive. Well, I'm always being positive. And for the most part, I'm surrounding myself with positive people and positive energy, because energy is very powerful. It's very powerful. And I have a sense of, okay. So I can read people's energy. I'm sure a lot of us can, but sometimes the energy is overwhelming. Excuse me. And yeah, if I'm not comfortable, if I'm anxious around certain people and in certain situations, I'll just remove myself, because I have to protect my energy at all costs. And you should do the same. I want to be around people that I feel happy around, people that I feel love and joy, peace, all of that. That's who I'm going to surround myself with, because life is too short to be miserable, to be sad and arguing, and just being low vibrational. Life is just too short for that. I would rather spend the rest of my time here smiling, laughing. I'm always laughing. I love comedy. Actually pretty goofy. I just like being happy. And if I had my choice of watching a comedy or watching a sad movie, I think I'd choose comedy every time. That's how much I enjoy being positive and raising my vibrations and just being happy. I would rather do that and just speak life into other people. I think the world needs more kindness. The world needs more happy people. The world needs more people that's spreading love and joy, because we have enough people out here being negative and, you know, unaliving people all the time. And just life is just too short. So we should enjoy every single second, because you never know when your time is going to come for you not to be here anymore. And I always say that you should let people know how you feel about them while they're here. I know that my family that's no longer here, they all knew how I felt about them. However, I don't think you can say I love you enough. I don't think you can say I appreciate you enough. I just don't think that you can, because, you know, it's nice to hear. It's nice to feel appreciated, to feel loved. And God forbid, if anything should happen, you know, people would know how you feel about them. Or you'll leave here knowing how people feel about you. I think life is too short to be bashful and hiding, sit up and hiding the way you feel about people, or acting scared to say anything. Like, take a chance. Let people know that you care for them. Let people know that you wish them well. Let them know that you support them and you're rooting for them. There's nothing wrong with that. Either they can accept it or not. And then if they don't accept it, then move on. Just move on. I mean, it may hurt a little, but it'll be okay. Because when one door closes, another one is gonna open. Especially if you're a genuine person and your intentions are good and you love on people and you're doing the right things, all kinds of doors are going to open for you. It may seem like the doors are closed tight and they're just not going to open. It may seem like they're even locked sometimes. But keep being you. Keep doing the right things. The Most High in the universe has a way of rewarding people for doing the right thing. Even if you have people making fun of you for doing the right things. I've been there and done it. I've had someone that was really, really, really close to me used to always make fun of me for doing things by the book. Or like they used to call me, they used to say I was green or naive. I can admit that I was naive, but I had someone to make fun of me for doing the right things and not wanting to do the wrong things or go down the wrong path. If you have people out there that's just trying to make you feel bad for doing the right things and not wanting to be negative and all of that, then those people don't need to be around you. Even if that means you being by yourself, just be by yourself to get your peace. And eventually, the right people that are meant to be in your life are going to come. You know, it took me a while to get here. It took me a while to realize that I didn't have to be a people pleaser. I didn't have to live up to other people's expectations and do what other people want me to do. At some point on my journey, I had to learn to be me, to learn me, to love on me, to not worry or even care about what other people have to say, their opinions. I always say that everyone is entitled to an opinion. However, the most important thing is what you answer to, right? Just because someone thinks that I'm arrogant doesn't mean that I have to answer to that, especially if I know I'm not arrogant. That's just their opinion of me. And an opinion doesn't matter because it's not a fact. So the only thing that matters is how you feel about you. And not what other people have to say. I no longer have to worry about the validations of other people. And it feels so good to be in that space. To know that I'm living for me. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm accomplishing goals. I'm on the right path. I'm spreading love. It's a really, really good feeling. And I hope that the people that are listening to me right now, all of you, are like-minded. I hope that you too are out there spreading love and peace to people. I hope you're loving on yourself every day. I hope you're getting in that mirror and looking at yourself. You know, for years, I honestly could not just stand and just face myself in the mirror. And I'm being 100% honest here. I just couldn't face myself because I had so much shame and regret and thinking about, you know, the names that I was called and other people's opinions of me. It made it really hard for me to look at myself honestly because I felt like I became those things that people said about me, people threw at me. But I tell you, the woman that I am today, I love me. Now, I may have flaws, things that I'm working on, but I'm just me. And I'm not trying to be anyone else. When I look in the mirror, I love me and I love what I see. I used to hate things about myself. Even my eye color, my hair. All of the small things that I just thank the Most High for now. I'm thankful. I might not be the prettiest in the world, but I'm pretty to me. And that's all that matters. And once you begin to be in that space and you start loving on yourself like that, the sky's the limit. So keep being you, keep being your amazing self, and know that you got this. And the only person's opinion about you that really, really matters is yours and the Most High. Anything else doesn't even matter. So I said all that to say, I want you to know that you are incredible. And no matter what you set out to do, continue to keep moving forward and know that you can do anything in this world that you want to do. If it's positive, I say do it. Don't you let anyone knock you off your path, make you second guess yourself, doubt yourself, think you're not good enough. Those days are over. And when you wake up every morning and you give thanks, hold your head up. Hold your head up. Smile. Tell yourself that you are everything. You're none of those negative things that may have been said about you. Stay positive. Spread love to other people. And always give thanks to the Most High for everything, for all the lessons, good and bad. Give thanks for everything. Stay humble. And I tell you, nothing will be able to stop you. You better let them know how amazing you are. Let them know. And I spoke about this, I think in my last episode, about going back to school, if that's something that you want to do, if you want to change your career, whatever it takes to make sure that you're being fulfilled, make sure you're happy, do it. Don't worry about other people's opinion about you and your decisions, because ultimately, it's your life. It's your life. So the only person's opinions that really matter are both yours and the Most High. So yeah, I want to take this time out to if you don't know the platforms that I am on, I have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Feel the Beat Web Radio Station, and YouTube. Yeah, I think I've named everything. But yeah, if you're looking for my podcast, 2, 4, 6. If you're looking for my podcast, you can find me on any of those platforms, any time of the day or night. And also, I want to take this moment to shout out You all. I want to shout you all out because I am very thankful. I do this quite often because I always say you should thank the people that support you because they don't have to support you at all. But it's something about you, something about your content that draws them in and keeps them coming back. So I believe in thanking the people that support you. So I'm going to shout out some, I'm going to shout out the top six countries that follow me. I'm going to shout out the top six. Coming in number one is the United States. Number two, Germany. Number three is France. Number four is the United Kingdom. Number five is Brazil. And number six is Canada. Seven, eight. Okay. I'll do eight. Number seven is Australia. And number eight is India. Wow. Thank you all. Let's take it a step further. Let's just do 10. Number nine is the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands. And number 10 is Japan. This is amazing. It's amazing when I look at the analytics and I see all of the different countries and states and cities, and I see how you all support me, how you all constantly come back and support me. And I promise you, it doesn't go unnoticed. I appreciate every single one of you for taking out time out of your day to visit my podcast. It means a lot. What else? Oh, yeah. Some of you all have subscribed, but I have subscriptions. For $3.99 a month. If you would like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do so. Just hit that subscribe button, and it is only $3.99 a month. I would appreciate it very, very much. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I need to go over on the analytics. Okay, so I have 15 new followers on Spotify. In the last 30 days, I've been played on Spotify 684 times. Wow. Oh, God, that is amazing. What else? So some of my top episodes, coming in number one is the Gospel Throwbacks. That's number one. Then right behind that is the Men of R&B, 90s R&B and hip hop. Then it go on down, and I have the Dealing with Grief episode. I think that episode was really, really good. It's climbing. What else? The issues that women over 40 face. Wow. Protect your energy at all times. Okay. I see you. I see you out there. What else? So you all listen to me the most on Amazon Music. 44%. Amazon Music. The top age range that listens to me is between the ages of 35 and 44, 38%. I have 55% of women that listen to me and 28% of men. 15% did not want to be identified. And then I have my subscriptions. And yeah, that's about it. You all are amazing. I really appreciate everyone. And I'm not just saying that because it's something to say. I really, really, really do mean it. I do, because I talk about this a lot and I hope y'all don't get tired of it, but I went from not really having people listening to my podcast to being played in over 50 countries and people that continue to come back and people that share my episodes, people that have subscribed to me, people that email me. I really, really appreciate you all for being so supportive and just showing love. Like I said, I know the world just needs more love out there, and I believe we're going to get it. I'm hopeful, and I know that a lot of people are waking up. They're realizing things, and I just believe before it's all over with that people are just going to be happy. People are going to be loving on each other. And that's, like I said, that's what we need more of. And less violence. And people being rude and being negative. We don't need that. It's time out for that. In this season of our lives, we should be trying to be as happy as possible. Make sure our families are happy. Make sure you're living out your dreams. You're making moves. You're doing things. You're traveling. And just experiencing life. And I plan to do just that. It's been a long road. And I've gotten a chance to see a lot of things. Learn a lot of things. And I'm just in a humble state where I'm constantly thanking the Most High for everything. I'm learning. I don't know everything, but I'm constantly learning. I'm listening to positive motivational speakers, watching positive videos. Just trying my best to learn as much as possible. And I'm also learning more and more about myself as well. And in doing all of those things, that will better equip me to spread more love to other people and be able to have more content for you all. And that's what I plan on doing. And I know that, you know, this positivity thing that I have going, my podcast, a lot of people don't feel that. I get it. And it's okay. It's okay. I'd rather for people that are like-minded, people that want to spread love, and people that also want to be happy, and people that enjoy laughing and, you know, just making the most out of life. I'd rather have those people to tune in because, you know, they'll get me. They'll probably be able to relate to some of the things that I'm saying, as opposed to someone that has no idea of the things that I'm talking about. Because they've never been through anything. Some people also think they have it all figured out. So, yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm still learning. And even then, I'm still not going to have it all figured out. The Most High is the only one that's perfect. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and probably end this podcast for today. And I want you all to know that you are amazing. And you can do anything in this life that you want to do. I want you all to make sure that you're letting people know how you feel. Let people know that you love them. Do not let the sun go down another day without telling someone that you care about how you feel. Because we don't know if we're going to get a chance to see them again or talk to them again. The only thing you'll have is the memories. I don't want you to have regrets and wish you would have said or done something, but it's too late. So open your heart and let people in. Not everyone is out to get you. Some people genuinely want to love you and just want that same love in return. Some people just want to respect you and be loyal. Let people in. Use discernment. Can't let everybody in, but be wise about it. Choose wisely. And I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so, so much. And guess what? Yep, you guessed it. I love you too. Have the most amazing, amazing day.